Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. 8:33 and our regular Monday morning chat with Phil Rogers, taking a look at what's happening as far as COVID numbers around the city are concerned. Morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Julian.
So, looking at what seems to be happening at the moment, it's two very different pictures. On the one hand, we've got cases which are up pretty sharply week on week, but on the other side of things, hospitalizations are on the way down. Is this kind of like delayed effect that we get, and we might be anticipating a rise in hospitalizations in a few weeks' time?
Well, this is a combination of factors, I think, that we've got going on. And as you said in the headlines, cases have really gone up quite sharply in the last week. They're up by about a third, and that follows a few weeks where they've been sort of gradually falling. But particularly at Addenbrookes, we've seen hospitalizations come down quite a lot. The week before last, they're about 55. This week, they're around 30, and we'll have to see how the numbers go. I think there's kind of two factors at work. Partly, yes, there is a delay, obviously, in the time between people actually catching COVID and becoming ill enough to go into hospital. But also, I think another factor is the age groups where we're seeing a lot of the cases. Currently, a lot of those are in the younger population, and amongst the older age groups, we've seen cases staying low and falling a bit. So the more vulnerable age groups are currently not suffering so much.
Is that an effect of the vaccination program, do you think?
I think that's got to be a part of the factor. We've seen the boosters going out now, and they're currently reaching people who are sort of 50 and older, and the more vulnerable people who are older than that have had their booster a little while ago, and there's fairly good data that the booster really does help. If you've had a second vaccine about 6 months ago, then that effect does start to fade, but the booster really brings it back again.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I notice with interest there's a piece in this morning's Cambridge News, and it's looking at vaccine uptake across Cambridgeshire, and there's quite a marked difference. And I don't really understand it, really. In South Cambridgeshire, 86.2% have had their first dose. 78.7% have had their second dose. But you go into Cambridge, which isn't that far away, obviously, and the first dose is 65%, and the second dose is 59%. What's going on there?
Well, I do think you have to take these numbers with a bit of a pinch of salt as far as they apply to Cambridge. And I have a long and very fascinating article on my blog about this, because the way the population of Cambridge is calculated gives you quite different numbers depending on whether you're looking at the numbers of people who are registered with the NHS and have a Cambridge address, or the number of people who are in the Cambridge population as far as the census goes. And the NHS number is quite a lot higher. So if you just look at that, then that brings down the proportion who are vaccinated. But I think a factor there is the fact that people tend to move away from Cambridge and don't necessarily update their address with their doctor if they're sort of in good health and have no particular reason to.
That does make a lot of sense, actually. Hiya, Phil. Phil,
morning.
You're telling us that schools are actually still driving the numbers. There's quite a few cases in primary schools now.
Yes, that's kind of been the change we've seen this week. Previously, most of the school cases were sort of secondary school age groups, and they've kind of been up and down a couple of times. But and while secondary schools are going up again at the moment, we're also seeing cases in primary schools start to come through. And that's not just a Cambridge thing. That's happening across the country.
Right. Again, now that we're talking about the students, the student population, university that is, in Cambridge, how's that doing? The university's still running their week. It is their sort of like you can just drop in to get your tests, you know, just to see how you're getting on. What I'm trying to say is the university, they are still running their testing system, aren't they? And how are the numbers looking?
Yes, that's right. So each week they're testing about 5,000 students, roughly. And currently the numbers are pretty low. They're well down on... So this time last year, we were seeing a really big spike among the students, and probably most of the cases in Cambridge at that time were in the student population. But it's a very different picture this year. There are some cases, but the level is a lot lower.
I noticed, Phil, from your various graphs, which are on your Twitter feed, which people can take a look at if they want to, a big spike in cases in Cherry Hinton. I'm wondering as to, you know, is this just one of these outbreaks in a couple of families which is amplified within the figures, or it's something more than that?
Well, yes. So this is quite a noticeable feature in the numbers this week. The rate of cases in Cherry Hinton is up around 950, I think it is. And if you take Cherry Hinton out of the numbers, the rest of Cambridge is somewhere down around 300. So it really is quite a lot higher. And the sort of second closest ward is King's Hedges, which has about half the rate of Cherry Hinton. So clearly there's something going on, and it seems to be sort of spreading in the local community there. Obviously, there aren't the numbers are all sort of rates per 100,000 people, and there aren't actually 100,000 people in Cherry Hinton, but the actual number of cases is, you know, that'd be quite dramatic. But this is based on 76 cases out of a population of, I think it's sort of 6,000 or 7,000. So, well, yeah 7,000 or 8,000.
That's quite a high rate for whatever the reason for that is. Phil, I wonder if we could go outside of Cambridge and Cambridgeshire for a short while. I have a couple of little proper day job work trips ahead of me, and one of which is in France, which has a rate, as I understand it, you know, towards the bottom of Europe, and a very high vaccination rate, I think. And the other one, which I'm not convinced is actually going to happen, is the Netherlands. And the Netherlands, of course, along with Austria, is one of those places which is actually highest at the moment around Europe. And I'm wondering whether actually Netherlands and Austria, and I think some of the other places that Lucy was mentioning in the news earlier, are they simply going through what we had 3 or so months back?
Well, we've seen really quite sharp spikes in a lot of European countries, particularly sort of northern European countries. So the Netherlands is even worse off than Cherry Hinton. The rate there is about 1,200. In the UK, currently across the whole country, it's about 600. In France, it's around 300. So and they've all been going up, but in the Netherlands, we've seen really, really quite a sharp spike. And it's kind of a bit hard to know what's behind this, because there is a bit of a difference. We've got a bit further with our booster vaccination program, but the numbers vaccinated aren't all that radically different. So whether we're going to see this a bit later on here, or whether there's some other factor at work, we'll just have to wait and see.
It's interesting. I was chatting to a Dutch friend about you know, what was happening with numbers down, and quite simply, about 3 weeks or so ago, the numbers just started to go up and up. And I don't think anybody there has a particular explanation as to why that's suddenly happened.
Well, it's really, I think, the effect of exponential transmission, if you like. Mm. So if you look at the Netherlands numbers on a graph, you really see it kind of, there's a curve, and it's a sort of almost hockey stick type thing shooting up. But if you kind of look at the rate of transmission, that's been fairly constant for nearly a couple of months now. And because of the way that each person, you know, infects maybe an average of what, each 10 people infect another 15 people or something like that, the spread sort of gathers pace as time goes on.
I guess so. In our own R rate here in the UK, that's, you know, pretty much stable, isn't it, I think, in recent weeks?
Yeah, it's been sort of up and down, above and below one, sort of 0.8 to 1.2, and it does go up and down. It is going up at the moment, but it's not nearly as much as we're seeing in some northern European countries at the moment.
Interesting. Okay, well, Phil, look, thank you very much, as always, for your time this morning. Take another little look at the numbers at the same time next week. Thanks very much, Phil Rogers.
Thanks for having me.
8:42 now. Cambridge 105 Radio.